Happy Mother's Day! Today is a very special day and I didn't want to let it go by without recording a special episode specifically for moms, giving some appreciation and some love to everyone who is devoting their heart, soul, mind, and strength to raising children. And even though I myself don't have children of my own physically, but actually just knowing and understanding the love of a mother and applying that, trying my best to have the mind and the heart of a mother towards her children for anyone and everyone in my life, whether it's the neighbor or the person walking in the street or my coworkers, my friends, anyone in my family. I really think it's important to remember and understand the love and sacrifice of our mothers and to try to have that mind and heart in everything that we do. So what I love the World Mission Society Church of God, because it's all about family, love, and appreciation and relationships between family members and building harmony and unity in the family. And so when you go to flower.watv.org/letter, you will hear this beautiful music playing and you will enter the flower shop where happiness blooms. So it says, "Welcome to the flower shop where happiness blooms." And then there's a button that says enter. And there's an adorable little illustration of a flower shop. You can see like the window in the front and all the beautiful flowers outside and through the window inside. So you click the button to enter the flower shop. Flower shop where happiness blooms. And it says, "Hello, I'm Bloomy. Today..." Oh, okay, it changed. So, who do you want to present a flower to? Season specials. So May is a special month because it's appreciation month for family. So you can click on mom, dad, child, wife, husband, brother, sister, acquaintance. So anyone who you are thinking of or who you want to share some love with, who you want to remind them that you're thinking of them and that you love them, and any message you want to share, you can select who you want to share it with. And then you scroll down, you can see Bloomy, the flower shop owner, holding a bouquet of flowers. It's so beautiful. This is so cute. Okay, so I'm going to select mom because today's Mother's Day. And then it says, "What kind of theme would you like to choose for your flower letter?" And you can choose from these themes: thank you, I'm sorry, I love you, I miss you, cheer up, congratulations. So I selected Appreciation Month. And the options in here are thank you and I love you, the greatest love, the greatest gift, just being together is enough, my one and only sunshine, your warm love has brought me this far, happy smile, happy heart. So I selected Appreciation Month, but I think that every different selection has different options, and every option has a beautiful template of flowers, and then you can select one that you like, and then it gives you instructions how to write the letter. You choose the recipient, enter their name, and then you just follow the instructions, and you can write a beautiful message that will touch the heart and mind, that will touch the heart of whoever you want to share your heart with. So I really hope that everyone gets the chance to send a flower letter to your loved one or do something like this and just have this month as a special month to appreciate everyone who is in your family, your mom, your dad, your brothers and sisters, cousins, grandparents, relatives, remembering how precious they are and all the good and beautiful, happy moments and good memories that we've had throughout our lives, though there may have been some bad ones too, but the thing about family is that even though we may argue and have some hard times, but that's what gets us even closer. When we share our hearts and we apologize to each other, it brings us all the more closer. We humble ourselves and take blame, even if we didn't do anything wrong. It's a way to get closer to someone. And even though it may be hard and difficult, but it's a blessing. And God sees that kind of heart and mind, and does something in the universe to change something in someone's heart and mind to create beautiful unity and harmony. So happy Mother's Day. I hope that this was enlightening, and I hope you like this background music as much as I do. It's coming from the website, the flower letter website. So again, if you want to write a flower letter to your loved one, it's flowerletter.watv.org/letter. Have fun!